scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
And Megan is, where are you?
I got a great name for this one, Johnny.
Where are you?
I'm at my sister's house. Her house has an old speakeasy in it.
No way.
So I'm in the Speakeasy Studios.
Wait, her house has a speakeasy?
Yeah. Well, there's a bar with like a side door.
Yeah.
That was supposedly a speakeasy at one point.
That is so cool.
Do you think the Speakeasy Studios are better or the side door studios? What's better?
I like speakeasy. That just sounds cool. I'm pretty happy today. And not only about the Speakeasy Studios. That's pretty awesome. I need to go visit that. But I'm also happy because it's Left-Handers Day.
Did you know this? Now I do.
Check this out, and this is pretty funny. There's a steakhouse that's giving away left-handed knives.
How are those different?
My guess is they're just regular knives they're giving away. But the St. Pete Patch says that Longhorn Steakhouse Restaurants in St. Petersburg, Florida, they're celebrating International Left-Handers Day by giving away steak knives for left-handed people. And they've got restaurants a little closer to home in Des Plaines, Illinois, as well as they have one out in New Jersey as well. So if you're left-handed, I guess you get a free steak knife. Not really anything special because...
a left-handed fork. What else? Left-handed plate?
You can't have a left-handed plate. Why not just give them the whole thing?
Yeah, they should have like a whole set, like starter kit. A lefty starter kit if you're just figuring it out, you know?
Exactly. I like it.
Well, I didn't know about this, Johnny. Do you text with your left hand, by the way?
I text. I'm multi-handed. Multi-handed texter.
Like, are you one of those people who holds the phone and like texts with your thumbs, or do you text with a finger? Or like,
I text with my thumb usually, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, apparently couples that text together stay together.
Really?
Research has found that if you have the same texting habits as your significant other, it can increase your happiness. I'm assuming that doesn't mean which hand you text with, but like if you both text a lot or a little, you're happier in your relationship. So that makes a lot of sense. Like, you know, it is hard to have a relationship if you're more, I'm a big texter. I like not just texting, but just lots of communication during the day. And if you're, you know, hanging out with someone who doesn't have that same... You're like, why are you talking to me? Hey, what's going on?
Exactly.
Did you forget about me?
You know, fun fact, Jocelyn and I, when we first met back in college, she was the one that told me about texting. I did not have texting on my phone.
Oh,
and it wasn't really a big thing. And then she was like, what's your phone number? I'll text you. And then I'm like, wait, you can do that? Like, you can text back and forth? So that was... The start of our relationship, the start of me texting, and the start of me having a ridiculously expensive phone bill for that first month.
And you guys also do text a lot.
Oh, yeah. A lot. So. Yeah. But that's trending topics for this morning. More great stories for you coming up tomorrow.